Welcome to the Livecast Construction Experience Podcast. I'm Kieran Brennan, co-founder of Livecast.com. Finally, the construction sector has entered its digital transformation, meaning the way we operate our projects and businesses day to day is being disrupted. This podcast is designed to help you in all areas of your business. We do this by bringing in experts across all key areas of a construction business who share their stories, their challenges, wins, and losses so others can learn from their experiences. To watch previous episodes, please visit livecast.com or search livecast.com across all popular social platforms. I hope you enjoy the show. Hello, welcome to another episode of the Livecast Construction Experience. Delighted this week to be joined by Laura Taylor of Empowered by Cloud. Laura, how are you?
I'm really good, thanks, Kieran. Thanks for having me.
No, you're very, very welcome. So, Laura, as you know, we've chatted off this and we do a lot with Xero and we do a lot with construction. And we came across your profile and we're like, geez, we really need to speak to Laura on this. And I really want to get into Empowered by Cloud and we want to learn all about that and what you do in there and talk about Xero. But can I bring you back? We always get to trying to get to know the person behind the business. It's always good, give us a bit of context. Where did this all start? I noticed on your profile that you started the business sort of late 2017, early 2018. Big question, why?
I think cloud accounting was part of where the industry was going, but within the accounting profession, a lot of people were resisting that. And I was really on board with it. I was really, you know, I could see the benefits. I had clients who really liked it. And it was an opportunity there. There was an opportunity to take it and just drive it.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. So around the business bit, because I'm generally interested in starting businesses and how businesses get off the ground. What would you say was the biggest challenge you had in getting going, getting the wheels turned? When you look back on that, what was the biggest challenge you faced?
Like everybody, it's marketing. You need to get the marketing right when you first set off. So I started the business with very, very little funds behind me. It was all, you know, let's actually go and just try and build this business from nothing. And I used various means and found that LinkedIn's actually worked really, really well for us. But it took a while to figure that out.
Yeah.
I think you end up making mistakes, you know, cold calling people, things like that, you know, just don't work. In our industry.
Yeah. And from the construction side of things, do you find more construction companies are starting to play with LinkedIn, starting to have a bit bigger presence with LinkedIn?
Yeah. I think there's a lot more people realizing the benefits of it and across all different industries. And I think construction was one of the industries that was a little bit further behind in terms of seeing that benefit. But I think they definitely have now.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more people popping up. And using it to display pictures of what they're doing and, you know, even guys on site.
It's brilliant. I mean, we wouldn't be having this chat today. Only I seen the profile on LinkedIn, reached out on LinkedIn. Great, we've got guys do similar things in New Zealand, out in the US, same thing. I love it. I absolutely love it. Big fan of it. And I always tell people, get your profile right and use it. It just takes me, you're sitting there. Don't be watching bloody EastEnders. Get onto LinkedIn, start reaching out to people. Great tool. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about Empowered by Cloud and what is Empowered by Cloud and I suppose what makes you different to others. So tell us a little bit about, first of all, what you do.
We're an accounting business. However, we are different because we are 100% Xero. We don't work with clients that are on any other accounting software. We specialise in the construction industry and we're very tech focused, but relationships first. So we will help people to have the latest tech, but that's an enabler. It's an enabler to get us to have the relationships with them, give them good advice.
I like that because a lot of the time with technology, a lot of people instantly think it removes relationships out of the way and we're going to be now powered by technology. So I like that, you know, as a value of your company, you've put that before the technology is nice. I'm very interested in the other bit that you spoke on, which is Xero only. Why is that? And I do want to get to Xero separately, but I'm straight away off the bat interested in why. What made you make a decision that Xero is the go-to platform for you?
I think it comes down to a lot to do with testing lots of different systems and actually seeing that Xero ticks all the boxes. I like the interface. I think it's really user-friendly. I think it's, although it's an accounting package, actually, from a business owner's perspective, it's you can use it without having to be an accountant. And when I set up the business, I wanted to be expert at something rather than dilute my offering by having lots and lots of different things that we dipped in and out of.
Yeah.
So right from day one, we've been 100% zero, and that served us really, really well. Yeah. A lot of people said it's a bit of a risk, just, you know, niching into one area, but that's certainly been a good thing.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, find your niche, do it well, do it best, and you really can't go wrong. So I was having a look around your website as well last night, and it was saying virtual finance department, and that caught my eye. Can you explain a virtual finance department to, say, a traditional bookkeeper or accountant that some construction companies would have?
So I guess the difference between us and a traditional accounting firm would be that we don't do the year-end side of things. We're not about compliance. And although we work with businesses to help them with their finances, we don't do tax returns and things like that. We actually work on helping the business. We want to help them price profitably. We want to give them good management information. We want to help them with their VAT returns. All the things that if your business was bigger, you would recruit a finance team. You would have a bookkeeper, you'd have a financial controller, a finance director. But if your business is smaller, and we tend to work with businesses $500,000 up to $10 million, that's the range. And if your business is in that range, it might be that you don't need all of these people full time. You just need a little bit of what you need when you need it. So we provide a full finance team, and that's the finance department.
Yeah, I like that. So I mean, you're more around, so you're getting hands on with strategy, hands on with real detail profitability, whereas traditional accountants are send us in your stuff and we'll get your VAT return done, and you know, send us
it's very much so. Traditional accountants are looking at what has happened. We're trying to work on now and what's going to happen.
Yeah, love that. So we touched on LinkedIn there, and when I came across your profile, it was just what drew me in. Obviously, we're playing in the same industry, being in construction. So you're obviously going after construction companies. What would you say the biggest mistake you see construction companies that come to you, what's the biggest mistake they make with their finances?
I think the number one is pricing. So something we see quite a lot is when people are pulling together rates, they might think, you know, I pay someone £15 an hour, so if I build in £30 an hour within my price, I'm going to be making money. And actually, there's a lot of other things to consider. So that's probably one of the main issues that we see time and time again.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, and then obviously Xero is the tool that you provide these guys to help them. And it was one of the main reasons that I wanted to get you on today. We made a special logo for it. We usually have our own branding behind it. So let's talk about Xero, because you obviously you've niched in, you know a bit about it. You're working with a lot of companies. So we talked about a problem there 2 seconds ago. Problems you see in construction companies as a whole. What's the problem that they come to you that you provide Xero as a solution to? So
it's an enabler to allow them to do other things and to have access to the management information. So if, for example, someone is pricing and it's not profitable, we can get that information by using Xero with a couple of add-on apps. And then we can see, okay, that job wasn't profitable. What do I need to do next time to make sure that doesn't happen? Because I think often what happens with businesses in construction is they kick the can down the road a little bit. And it might be that their pricing isn't quite right. But because there's still cash in the bank, it takes a while for them to realise that. And it's usually, you know, it comes to a VAT quarter end, they realise I don't have enough money to pay my VAT. And that's usually the crunch point at the end of a quarter.
Yeah.
They realise.
We obviously deal with a lot of construction companies as well. And sometimes, and it's getting less and less, I have to say, as it goes on, we get a resistance to technology being the solution to this. Do you get much of that? As in,
It's definitely the biggest challenge. And I think if you look, I think there's statistics out there that say construction is the second lowest digital adoption.
Yeah.
And I think agriculture is the lowest, and then it goes into construction. And yes, there's definitely some resistance there. But I think it's changing. I think people are seeing that other people are doing it. And when they're seeing other people in their industry moving ahead because they are taking on this tech, they don't want to get left.
Yeah, absolutely right. For those that sort of have some resistance, I mean, how do you convince a non-technical company owner that technology is the way to go?
We generally approach it with asking, first of all, what are the top three problems? So, for example, we spoke to somebody the other day and they said the top three problems were cash flow, managing retentions, and managing subcontractors. So that was three things. We can then go away and come up with a solution and say, okay, if you follow this process, we can give you a solution to that one, we can give you a solution to that one, and a solution to that one. And I think when you make it simple like that and just pop the solutions into boxes, it's people then, they get on board.
Okay, yeah.
When you're given a solution to a problem, rather than you should just come on this accounting software because it's good for you. That's a bit more vague, and I don't think people buy into that as much.
We sort of touched on this earlier and sort of ties into this as well. As a product then, Xero, in your opinion, I presume you've got some experience with Sage 50, QuickBooks, stuff like that. In relation to the direct competitors, what does it do better?
I think, now I don't have as much recent experience of these other packages because we've just niched for the last 2 years. We've been on a path. But from history, when I've been using these packages, Sage, for example, was a desktop package. They have went into the cloud a little bit, but they were a little bit slow to catch up. And just processes take a bit longer. And I always think that it's accountants can like it because it is very, it talks to you in accounting language, whereas Xero talks to you in business owner's language, and that's a lot nicer. With regards to Xero and QuickBooks Online, is there a huge amount of difference in terms of what they do? Probably not. But I think it comes down to what you like and, you know, what you're most familiar with. I always think QuickBooks is a bit more Americanized.
Yeah.
Whereas Xero's got a lot of the market share in the UK. So people in the UK generally, if I was to talk to somebody and show them both, generally they'll veer towards the Xero side.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that plays into it's what you touched on then is the suite of add-ons. You'll find a lot of them are UK-based as well, given that the other add-ons are QuickBooks, a lot of the time, are very American-based.
When app providers are looking to integrate with a software program in the UK, they integrate with Xero first, and then they go to QuickBooks as a secondary.
Yeah.
So there tends to be more add-on apps available for Xero.
Yeah, and then I suppose you would get some percentage, I imagine some percentage of people that come to you that are using them other products. And I suppose there's a fear then of migration. So you're saying, listen, here's a better platform. Xero is a better reason because of all the reasons you've given. And then they look at this big migration as a you know, here's another problem now that I'm have to create. How do you deal with that fear of migration? And is it a problem that you face?
It's yes and no. People might think it's a problem, but it's like anything. When you are so familiar with how something works, you know, I've done hundreds and hundreds of migrations from other packages onto Xero, so it's not a problem. And I think once people feel comfortable, they know that you know what you're doing, they know that you've had success in the past, I think they're a lot more comfortable with actually saying, okay, just migrate everything over. There are some times where somebody is so embedded with a program that actually we're not the right business for them because that's what they're choosing to use. And it's not that they're wrong and we're right. It's just that we have decided from a business perspective that we're going to just offer this one software so we can be really, really good at it.
Brilliant. We've touched on a few things there, like the Xero has add-ons, Xero's UK-based. I suppose if you were to summarise that and bring that right into a point, can we have three reasons why construction companies should consider Xero?
I think that it will help them to get a handle on their cash flow. Now, it doesn't do cash flow forecasting, but once you have apps that add into it, that will help with cash flow forecasting. It will help them manage retentions and give them somewhere where they can, you know, go on and see when their retentions are due so that those don't get forgotten about. And it will help them with job profitability as long as they use an add-on app with it. So, and I guess those are three of the main things that we hear over and over and over again We want to get a handle on these things, and if there's a program out there that can enable that to happen, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, no, brilliant. So, I mean, the business is moving well, it's moving fast. What's the plan then for you guys at Empower by Cloud for the next, say, 18 months?
We want to just take on more and more clients within the construction sector. We want to start to engage with other software providers as well, and we want to really be where the construction is. So whether that's getting magazines shown up wherever our ideal clients are going to be. So over 70% of our client base is in trade, construction, or suppliers to the construction industry.
Yep. Brilliant. And where can people learn more about you and the company?
So we have a website, empoweredbycloud.co.uk, or I'm on LinkedIn, Laura Taylor, and I post on LinkedIn regularly. So
you do, and we've seen them. Yeah. So
if you want to hear some more of my tips and thoughts, then connect with me on LinkedIn.
Connect with LinkedIn and go and visit Empowered by Cloud, because there's some really, really good stuff going on there. What I would call a modern approach to dealing with construction finances. Laura, thanks for your time. We really, really appreciate it.
That's okay. No problem. Thank you very much.